The budget plan offered by Governor Steve Beshear on January 19th was based on almost $800 million in revenue from casino gambling, but it went nowhere. Legislative leaders said there wasn't enough support for expanded gambling this session. So, for the next 6 weeks, House leaders huddled behind closed doors, crafting their own budget from the ground up.
It took us many days and weeks just to look and find and work and consider every option that we could do to tighten our belts here in state government, and we have done that, and I think that's an overriding theme that we can all take home.
The $17.5 billion budget unveiled this week by House Appropriations and Revenue Committee Chairman Rick Rand calls for shared sacrifice. It includes no pay raises, eliminates two classroom days, trims university budgets, reduces personal service contracts and non-merit employees, and requires businesses to delay some tax write-offs. But it also includes $2.2 billion in bonded highway, bridge, and school projects. During the 3.5-hour House debate over the bill, Republicans like Representative Brad Montell of Shelbyville pounced on the unprecedented levels of debt.
This is a budget that started with so much promise, but unfortunately wound up looking much like other recent budgets. Too much spending, too much taxing, and too much borrowing.
Also piling on was Republican Representative Stan Lee of Lexington, who said government borrowing and spending in Frankfort reminds him of a song by the band Dire Straits called Money for Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, over the last three budget cycles, we have borrowed on average $1.9 to $2.0 billion for $6 billion in debt. You know, as the great American once said, the fastest way out of a hole is to stop digging, yet here we go again digging another $2.2 billion in that hole.
But Representative Rand is making no apologies. He says bond rates and construction costs are low and Kentuckians desperately need jobs.
This budget is going to embark on a construction program for schools, roads, bridges, and water and sewer lines, infrastructure in this state, and we're going to put people back to work. We're going to create jobs.
Is there further debate? If not, are you ready for the question? Mr. Clerk, sound the chimes.
As House Speaker Greg Stumbo opened the roll call machine, the green and red lights quickly reflected a strict party line vote, with two exceptions. One Democrat, Representative Jim Wayne of Louisville, voted no.
If this bill passes, we will have over $10 billion total debt in the year 2012.
One Republican, Representative Jim Stewart of Flatlick, who sits beside Budget Chairman Rand, voted yes.
And I can't help it, because the A&R chairman put something in the budget for me.
Clerk will take the roll. Roll call machine showing 65 members voting yay, 33 members voting nay. House Bill 290 is adopted. Gentleman from Elliott.
Before adjourning, the House also approved the new judicial and legislative branch budgets and sent them, along with the executive budget, to the Republican-controlled Senate. Eventually, the budget will wind up in a conference committee where House and Senate differences will be ironed out. But lawmakers must work quickly, because only 15 days remain in the 2010 session. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.